What's up, everyone? I'm making this video out of fucking anger, and I'm so angry that I'm laughing. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced that, when you're so angry and so mind-blown at stupidity that the only thing that you could react, like the only way that you could react is just laughing hysterically. That's how I'm feeling right now. And I just had to, put this podcast out because my mind is spinning in fucking overdrive right now. There has been a spike in crimes against Asian Americans in New York City and San Francisco. A spike, like a legitimate spike. There have been multiple attacks, some killings of Asian American people, primarily old, defenseless people. Okay? Now, here's the second fact. Every single fucking attacker was black. Every single fucking one. And what is the response from the media? What is the response from Black Lives Matter and the left? You know what the cause of this is, according to them? Take a guess. Take a fucking guess. White supremacy. White supremacy is the reason that black people are fucking attacking Asian Americans and everybody else, by the way. Every fucking other person. White supremacy is the problem? Really? White fucking supremacy is the reason why blacks are fucking attacking everyone, killing people, robbing them, stealing fucking Lady Gaga's dog? That's white supremacy apparently too. Two black dudes shoot a fucking dog walker and steal Lady Gaga's dogs. And that's white supremacy's fucking fault? Are you fucking dumb? And this... Listen. The media would not be able to get away with this if the people were smart enough to say, whoa, what the fuck are you talking about? The guys were black. 58% of all the violent crime comes from black people in America. What are you talking about, fucking white supremacy? The people that are attacking and killing these Asians, they're all black. What do you mean white supremacy? Are they in fucking blackface? No. But you see, the problem is people are dumb. America turned in... the American people, a lot of them, have turned into fucking retards. Absolute fucking retards that are robots, and they just get force-fed this boatload of fucking false fake news, false information, and they eat it up. It's getting fucking... It's getting injected into their fucking brains like a jelly donut, like what Bill Burr said. Like a jelly fucking donut, and they're eating it up, and they're sucking it all up, and they're not questioning anything. Once the media says white supremacy, that's it. There's no looking into it. There's no, what do you mean? Well, wait a minute. White supremacy, okay, that's really weird. White supremacy, let's look it up. Type it on the computer. Click. Oh, Jamal. Jamal was the one that killed that Asian. I'm just making up a black name. Jamal killed that Asian in San Francisco. Let's see. Another black dude, Rakim, killed or attacked the other Asian in New York City. Another one, Raquan, he attacked another Asian in New York. Another black here, another black there. Boom, 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 boom. Let's see Lady Gaga's dog. That must be white supremacy. Type it on the computer. Click enter into Google. Oh, look. Two black dudes shot Lady Gaga's dog walker and stole her dogs. And a normal person be like, well, how is that white supremacy? How the fuck does that make sense? That doesn't add up. What? Let me look into this. Why are they calling this white supremacy? Why are they having a march in New York City against white supremacy in honor of the man who was almost killed, the Asian man who was almost killed by a black? Why is the response, the protests in the street about white supremacy? And then eventually a person with a half a brain would see all this evidence of fake news and propaganda, and they say, okay, I see what the fuck is going on. They're trying so hard to get the attention off of the fact that the black people are the ones that are committing all these crimes, so they're right away shifting the narrative and blaming white supremacy, blaming racist white people. And like I said, the reason why the media continues to put this out and lie blatantly is because enough people accept it as fact, accept it as truth. Fake news is not going to go away until people start doing their own research and thinking with their own brain. That is the only solution to fake news is the public educates themselves to where they say, okay, you know what? CNN, they've been lying. I've caught them in dozens of lies in the last year. I'm done watching them. They lost my business. And if anyone took the time out and watched CNN and looked up half of the stories that they make and really dug deep into what those stories really are about, they would realize, wow, CNN, they lie out of their asshole. They just lie. And if more and more people did that, I guarantee you CNN would either go bankrupt in a year or their viewing would really tank. Okay? Fake news is not going to go away until the public educates themselves. Clearly, we don't have the tech giants in our favor. Clearly, they're literally an arm of the government. They're more powerful than the government, and they're on the Democrat side because they're on whatever side the totalitarians are, which is the left, the authoritarians. So they're going to naturally sit with the left. But what I want to understand, what I'm trying to understand is how the fuck are people this ignorant? And after seeing firsthand who is attacking these Asians, they're all black. And then the media says it's white supremacy. Black Lives Matter protests about white supremacy. What the fuck are you talking about? You people are sick. The media, we already know that they're mentally ill. We already know that they are evil, manipulative propaganda machines. Okay? Now I'm going to start blaming it on the stupid fucking people that just sit there in front of their boob tube listening to CNN, MSNBC, the Young Turks, all these totally ridiculous fake news machines, and they're sucking it all in, no questions asked, no curiosity, skepticism about it at all. They just take it as fact. It's your fault, America. It's your fucking fault. When are you going to realize that the media uses you? They use you, and they use black people the most, because black people naturally are emotional in terms of they have a lot of pride and they take offense easily when it comes to their race. And when they hear the term racism or white supremacy, they get fucking triggered. So the media, the white liberals in the media say, well, you want to get some more black votes? Let's just keep screaming racism and white supremacy. And that'll get them fired up enough to vote. And if that's not fucking evil, then I don't know what is. And after a while, you could only blame the media so much. Now the blame is on you, blacks. Now the blame is on you, America in general. If you haven't learned yet, you're never gonna fucking learn. And when you do learn, if you do learn, it's gonna be too late. Start fucking reading. White supremacy is the last thing on the list that you should be worried about. White supremacy is not a fucking thing in America. It's not. It is not a threat to the black community. Abortion's a threat to the black community. Black-on-black violence and crime is a threat to the black community. And most of all, fatherlessness is the biggest threat to the black community. Welfare is a big fucking threat to the black community. How about you focus on those four things? All the evidence you want is right there in fucking front of you. Focus on that instead, you stupid bastards. Real Americans, real patriots, want everybody to fucking succeed. I don't want anybody oppressed. I don't want anybody beneath me. I want everybody to be able to get out of the shitty situation they're in and rise up. But if you live in America in 2021, you're not fucking oppressed. You're only oppressing yourself. You keep fucking relying on the government, you're gonna stay where you are. You keep spreading your fucking legs and have five fucking baby daddies with five different fucking kids. None of them have their father in their life. You're setting your kids up for fucking failure. You're setting them up for jail. You're setting them up for a life of crime, for dropping out of school, for being dead in the fucking ground. Even Barack Hussein Obama said it. You keep having abortions, that 13% of the population is going to stay the same. You keep complaining about how, oh, America is a white majority country. Well, guess what? There were 19 million fucking black babies that have been aborted in the last fucking 40 years. I think even more. Now, those kids would have had kids, and that would have been fucking doubled. So if you didn't keep having abortions like it's a contraceptive, maybe you wouldn't be a fucking minority anymore. But maybe, here's the thing, maybe you don't want to get rid of that minority status because now being a victim is a fucking, it's like being rich. It's a commodity now to be a fucking victim. You keep having abortions, you're gonna remain in a minority. Okay? And you're also fucking killing people. You're lowering the value of human life lower than it already is in your fucking community. Okay? You keep fucking committing crimes. There's going to be... You're going to keep killing your own. And things are going to keep going the same way, the same cycle. You keep having babies out of wedlock. You keep having different baby daddies for all your kids. And all those kids don't have a fucking father in their lives. Those kids are gonna grow up without a father. And they're gonna continue that life of crime and that life of degeneracy. This isn't rocket science. This is fucking basic common sense. And all the evidence is there. If you bother to get off your fucking ass and go on the fucking computer and look up the stats, look up the percentages of people that don't have dads, what their the odds of them going to jail and dying early and fucking just being a totally degenerate is. But you don't fucking do it. You don't do it. And this is the fucking problem. And you want to blame white supremacy. It's not my fucking fault. It's not my fucking fault. I'm not fucking oppressing you. I'm not privileged. I've been through plenty of fucking hard times in my life. I still go through hard times. But you keep letting the government and the media make excuses for you. And the more they do that, the more blacks are going to keep committing crimes because it's drilled into their head that whatever bad they do is not their fault. It's just the white man's fault. And when you have something to blame your actions on, you're going to keep doing that. You're going to keep making that mistake. But when you're held accountable, it's a different story. Humans tend to learn from their mistakes. The ones that didn't learn from their mistakes are dead. That bloodline, that DNA line is over. That gene pool is done. We learn from our mistakes, okay? But when you keep getting excuses made for you, you're going to keep making those mistakes because there's no culpability. Hello? I'm done. I'm so sick of this white supremacy bullshit, this whiteness, get rid of whiteness, try not to be white bullshit. And never in my life, in the 26 years I've been on this fucked up earth, I've never even thought about my race being white. I never thought about that. I never thought about being proud of being white. fuck? Oh, I never gave a shit. It was never even a thought. But now, after fucking being attacked, and after having all this anti-white bullshit all over the place, now I'm gonna say I'm proud to be fucking white. Just to piss you off. And the people that apologize for being white, you know how I said earlier that the weakest people, their bloodline is gonna end? Well, those are the weak fucking people, and I guarantee you, they're not gonna fucking survive. Because only the strongest survive. And when you're a weak, ethno-masochist little bitch, like these white liberals that apologize for being white, apologize for being straight white males, you're not gonna last. You're not. You're at the bottom of the fucking barrel. And the bottom of the food chain, and you're gonna get eaten up. You gotta stay fucking strong. You gotta stop apologizing for immutable traits, for having a certain skin color, for being straight, for being a male. Fuck you. I will never in a billion years fucking apologize for that shit. I will apologize for things that I've done personally that were wrong. That's when I'll apologize. Other than that, you're not getting dick from me. And more people are feeling that way because people are starting to see the true nature of the racism of the left. It's all coming out. It's all fucking coming out. And we're sick of it. You had your fun. You had your fun blaming all your fucking epic failures on white people. Now you crossed the line. You overstayed your welcome with that whole anti-white shit. And now we're fucking fed up with it. And now we're gonna start fighting back. That's it. If you can't realize that these white liberals and the media and the government use the shit out of you black people, and they've been doing this since the 60s, once you start realizing that, I guarantee your lives will get better. Other than that, until then, you're going to stay in the fucking projects in Harlem. You're going to keep getting fucking abortions. More and more kids are going to be growing up without a dad. And the vicious cycle is going to continue. Born without a dad. Grow up without a dad. No idols to look up to. So you look up to the neighborhood drug dealer who always has the nice cars and the girls and the money. You follow in his footsteps. You do the same shit. You go to jail. You find out you had a kid. You're not in that kid's life. Now we're going to start with the kid again. And the same cycle. No dad, looking for an idol, looking for a mentor, finds a drug deal. It just keeps going around in circles. And that's how it's been for the last few generations. And it's not going to stop until you start realizing your fuck-ups. We're individuals, not collectivists. Stop saying the black community. We're all together on this, all black people. No, fuck that. Fuck that. Be yourself. I don't identify with all Italian Americans. I don't identify with all white people. Fuck them all. All that matters is my fucking life and my legacy and my potential future family. They ain't gonna fucking help me. And just like the blacks aren't gonna help you. In fact, the black people are holding you back. Your own people are holding you back. Just like how they laugh at you when they laugh at that one black guy that actually talks intelligent. They call him a coon. They say, that, oh, he's trying to act white. They're holding that kid back because he wants to be fucking educated and not talk like he graduated from slip and fall school. We're not collectivists in this country. We're not communists yet. We're individuals. Stop trying to identify with every little fucking group, every subgroup, every subculture, the LGBTQ, the trans community, the black community, fuck all that shit. That shit don't matter. They're not gonna help you. Those groups were only good when there was actual oppression and actual inequality. There is none of that no more. Those groups are irrelevant. They are useless now. They are totally useless in a free and equal society. So by keep making these subgroups, you're hurting yourself, and you're pushing yourself into this collectivist attitude where it's not about you, it's about the community. In the end, you always get fucked, and you're always alone. You're always fucking alone, because it's human nature to care about yourself. And it's bound to happen in those communities that the people in them are going to start looking out for themselves, and they're going to fuck you in the end. Care about yourself. Stop identifying with all these fucking groups. Break the cycle in the black community. Stop blaming white supremacy, the boogeyman, on all your fucking failures, because it's not their fault, it's your fault. Just like the mistakes that I make are all my fucking fault. All of them. One way or the other, it's my fault. And I learn from them, and I don't make that mistake again. Because the definition of insanity is making the same mistake over and over again, expecting a different result. I'm done. I got a fucking headache.